Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ning Ninem Hang Singh with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu calls for strengthening India's cultural identity. Five Tribes Committee objects to Reservation Commission name, seeks review of both job and technical seats. Nagaland RMSA 2016 batch teachers suspend agitation following government assurance. And biopic on Padma Shri Lentina Au wins top honor at 71st National Film Awards. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized the need for collective efforts to strengthen India's identity as a cultural power alongside its growing stature as an economic power. Speaking at the 64th National Exhibition of Art Ceremony organized by Lalit Kala Academy in New Delhi, the president said, "Art is a powerful medium to enrich cultural heritage and make society more sensitive."
प्रदर्शनी में प्रदर्शित विविध माध्यमों जैसे कि चित्रकला, मूर्तिकला, ग्राफिक कला, सिरेमिक और फोटोग्राफी से ये स्पष्ट है कि भारतीय कला लगातार विकसित हो रही है और नए आयाम प्रस्तुत कर रहे हैं। हमारे कलाकार अपने विचारों, अपने दृष्टि और अपनी कल्पनाशीलता से एक नए भारत की छवि प्रस्तुत कर रहे हैं।
The Five Tribes Committee on Review of Reservation Policy has partially welcomed the state government's decision to set up a reservation commission but said the move deviates from earlier agreements. The committee objected to naming the commission as Job Reservation Commission, saying it deviates from the agreed points of the June 3 meeting between the two parties as well as from the cabinet announcement on August 6, which referred to a reservation review commission. It urged the state government to rectify the name to Reservation Review Commission and to ensure the terms of reference are in accordance with earlier agreement for review of reservations in both job and technical and professional education seats. The committee reaffirmed its earlier resolution to go ahead with its planned agitation if no action is taken by September 30. The Nagaland RMSA 2016 batch teachers have suspended their agitation following assurances by the state government to address their demands. During a meeting convened by Commissioner and Secretary School Education Kavileno Angami yesterday, the teachers presented their charter of demands, which was accepted for study. It was decided to set up a high-level committee with representatives from School Education Department, Samagra Shiksha, Finance, Justice and Law, along with members from All Nagaland School Teachers Association and the RMSA 2016 batch. Meanwhile, a subcommittee led by the School Education Department and comprising representatives from ANSTA and RMSA 2016 will study the demands and prepare a preliminary report to be submitted to the high-level committee. The process is expected to be completed within 6 months. Nagaland has been awarded among the best states under the Mera Resham Mera Abhiman campaign in recognition of its efforts to promote silk farming. The award was distributed during the 76th Foundation Day celebration of the Central Silk Board CSB on Saturday in Bengaluru in the presence of Union Minister of Textiles Giriraj Singh and other officials.
The MRMA initiative, a 100-day campaign launched on 19 June 2025, is envisioned to bring technology closer to farmers, strengthen field-level practices, and empower stakeholders across the silk value chain. Under this initiative, the best MRMA state awards are being conferred to recognize and encourage states that have demonstrated excellence in technology adoption, quality improvement, skill development, and farmer welfare.
Nagaland was joined by Assam in the northeast zone of the awards. Meanwhile, Chumukedema district also received the Best District Award for its contribution to sericulture led by District Sericulture Officer Mayang Jungla Waling and CSB Scientist B. Dr. Anil Kumar S.D. In the individual category, Alonyo from Vidima Village, Chumukedema received the Best Iri Silkworm Rearer Award for her innovative and sustainable silk rearing practices. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The biographical film Lentina Au, A Light on the Eastern Horizon, has won the Best Award for Best Biographical or Historical Reconstruction or Compilation Film at the 71st National Film Award. The award was conferred by President Draupadi Murmu at a ceremony in New Delhi yesterday.
सर्वश्रेष्ठ जीवनी ऐतिहासिक पुनर्निर्माण संकलन का पुरस्कार अंग्रेजी फिल्म लेंटिना आओ अ लाइट ऑन ईस्टर्न होराइजन को दिया जा रहा है.
लेंटिना आओ अ लाइट ऑन ईस्टर्न होराइजन सेलिब्रेट्स अ वुमन फ्रॉम द रिमोट हिल्स ऑफ इंडियाज नॉर्थ ईस्ट हुज क्वाइट रेवोल्यूशन फॉर हर पीपल इज पावरफुली कन्वेड थ्रू सिनेमैटिक सिंप्लिसिटी.
Produced by the National Film Development Corporation of India and directed by Sanjeev Parasar and Neelakshi Medhi, the film traces the inspiring journey of Lentina Ao from working as a midwife in remote Nagaland to receiving the Padma Shri for her dedicated service to people in conflict-affected areas. Director Parasar described the recognition as a tribute to Lentina Ao's unwavering spirit and the communities she devoted her life to serving.
This is not only an honor for us, it is an honor for the lady, her resilience, the villagers of Chuchuimla, where she belongs to, and great people of Nagaland, for Assam also. At this moment, I remember her character, resilience, strength.
The Union Cabinet today approved expansion of Centrally Sponsored Scheme CSS for strengthening and upgrading existing central and state government medical colleges. Briefing media in New Delhi, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said this aims to increase 5,000 postgraduate seats and 5,023 MBBS seats in government medical institutions. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is, public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today in this special series, Seva Perf, we bring to you how the Modi government is preparing India for the future through the India AI mission.
Artificial intelligence, or AI, is a revolution that will redefine what's possible and changing how we live, work and think. The Narendra Modi government approved the India AI mission in March last year with an outlay of over 10,300 crore rupees. PM Modi has said that the objective is to make AI work for India.
आज हम देख रहे हैं भारत एआई डेवलपमेंट और एडॉप्शन में आगे रहने वाले देशों में शामिल है. इसके विस्तार के लिए सरकार ने इंडिया एआई मिशन को लॉन्च किया. हम मेक एआई इन इंडिया इसके विजन पर काम कर रहे हैं और हमारा उद्देश्य है मेक एआई वर्क फॉर इंडिया.
India AI mission is anchored on the pillars of building massive computer capacity and innovation centers, developing data sets, nurturing startups, and ensuring safe and trusted use of AI. The mission also places people at its center, democratizing technology. You know, India AI is more than an initiative, it is a vision to position the country at the forefront of responsible and inclusive artificial intelligence and to build the digital foundations of a Viksit Bharat by 2047.
The next generation GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. The benefits of GST reforms, which were already implemented on the 22nd of this month. Under the new structure, the earlier 4-tier structure of 5, 12, 18 and 28% has been simplified into a 2-tier structure of 5% and 18%. By reducing the tax rate on a wide range of goods and services, the reforms are bringing substantial relief to citizens. And the new Land District Administration has notified all villages, landowners and the general public along the proposed 2-lane road from Shouba to Ghotovi connecting Guzunyu to Pugoboto to Nuklak to Pangsha that prior permission must be obtained from area administrative officers for any new construction along the route. Deputy Commissioner Sarah S. Jamir said no compensation will be provided for any structures built within the designated right-of-way. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu calls for strengthening India's cultural identity. Five Tribes Committee objects to Reservation Commission's name, seeks review of both job and technical seats. Nagaland RMSA 2016 batch teachers suspend agitation following government assurance. And biopic on Padma Shri Lentina Ao wins top honour at 71st National Film Awards. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.